Yes, sir. I have Dr. Kissinger.
Yeah.
There you are.
Hello. Hi, Henry. How is the Peking duck?
Oh, it was very nice, and your telegram was really very well received.
Good. Everybody had a good time.
It's really amazing what a spirit of nostalgia this trip has created.
Really, yeah.
Well, first of all, if there's no other trip where if you said, got them together, say Moscow, anything else, you wouldn't get everyone except three people came.
I'll be darned.
And they were out of the country.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they really spoke of it with a warmth and an affection.
Good, good, good.
And you were telling...
Did you make remarks? Did you speak?
I made some remarks, yes.
Good.
I have to...
All right.
Recounting things they had done there.
Uh-huh.
The other half seriously of what you were trying to do.
Right.
And what...
Good.
...meant for the country that you prepared.
That'll trigger them into writing it again, too.
That's right. I mean, that it was a moral act of expanding our frontiers and the frontiers of our spirit.
Yeah, great. Incidentally, I had an idea that I was going to get in touch with you earlier about, but I just called Bill Rogers about this plane over there and told him it was all right. They'd sent in a request that they could drop the Belgian on the way back, which I think is a very good idea, apparently. So it gets an international thing to this. And then I had this thought, and he's looking into it, and he thinks it's a good idea. I've been thinking we ought to find a way to go over to the State Department sometime, you know, and sort of like we did the Defense Department. And I said that it might be a good idea, maybe Tuesday, if I could just go over and, you know, express sympathy and our support of him and so forth.
That would be nice.
And so we'll have that in mind. He's going to do some thinking about it and check with some of the others. I had in mind that he said that they had made a survey of all the Foreign Service people, because the point I wanted to get across was that this is a volunteer service, and anybody that was, you know, felt they couldn't take the risk should have no need to go. You see what I mean?
Right.
He said they had surveyed them all, and they had been unanimous in saying that we should not pay ransom in the event that they were caught or something. You see what I mean?
Right.
So I think this is a good idea, don't you? To sort of show, it'll show a little. It's a good way to show support for.
I think it's a very nice gesture.
How's the POW thing? Came off all right?
It came off all right. I've seen some of the movies and some of the clips this morning. And again, they made great statements coming off the plane, just like the other group. And they look so good. I didn't see the other group.
Yeah, but they look good, and they made good statements.
They made excellent statements. And tomorrow, the VC prisoners are coming out. Today, it was the Hanoi prisoners, about 108 of them, and tomorrow, 34.
Yeah.
106, and tomorrow, 34 VC prisoners.
They're the ones that have the roughest time.
Well, I think they may have learned the lesson, and they may have put them up to Hanoi and
fed them up a little.
And, you know, I think that's the reason they're releasing them up there.
Ah, yeah.
I'm not sure, but...
Incidentally, Bill brought up the fact of the POW thing. He said he thought it was handled just right. No, really, he could... You were exactly right. I didn't bring it up, but he said that, because I was only in this other thing, he said, you know, that was just right. I said, well, Bill, I says, you know, we did some quite tough things, but we didn't say anything about it.
Yeah.
And I said, then that allowed us to be in public posture so they could back off. And he says, oh, it was just right. Of course, he obviously got a hell of a lot of credit on it.
Sure, he got it. You know, it gave him a chance to be out there every day.
Yeah. But it did work out well.
And now this currency thing is working beautifully too. So now,
well, give me the dope on that.
We haven't heard from the Europeans yet because they're probably in a state of shock. But the Japanese Tanaka sent you a note of extraordinary great gratitude.
He did.
And he's sending a special emissary. He's on the plane either now or within the next hour to come over here.
Good.
And I think it shows the Europeans also that there's a limit beyond which we can't be pushed.
But also shows them, let's face it, Henry, if we and the Japanese got together, that wouldn't be too pleasant for Europe, would it?
That's exactly right. That's what it shows them. And it's a way to restore it.
And incidentally, it was a very subtle way to get at the British to you know, just send. We learned through Braun that, you know,
exactly.
Suppose we'd got a wire like that, how would we feel?
Exactly.
Huh?
Exactly. No, I think...
Did you talk to Cromer?
No, I sent him a copy. I think they should make the next move.
Oh, yes. We should just sit here.
We should explain anything, and I think we should sit and let them come to us now.
Right. Just sit. I agree. And I think we are right, though, in not going, even though Arthur feels so strongly about it, on the option of, which really basically is convertibility again, which puts the responsibility too much on us, where, by golly, I'm not sure we can deliver anymore.
If they come back to us and then it appears as if they want it,
right.
I can see some advantage in it to bust the integration part.
I agree.
But if we had offered it yesterday, it would have looked as if we were trying to break up their system.
That's right.
With a power play. They have now one of two choices. Either they're going to go ahead anyway, in which case it gives us greater latitude at the summit.
Right.
Or they're going to come towards us, in which case we've asserted our leadership.
Right.
But I think they're going to come towards us. I don't think that Brunt would dare to operate alone, and I think the British, given what they need from us in the nuclear field, are going to take us on.
Well, the British naturally are trying desperately to get along with the Europeans, but there's a limit that they've got to know that they can't do that without cutting the umbilical cord with us.
I think it's absolutely essential for the Europeans to know that the party is over, that they cannot pretend, on the one hand, that the alliance is indivisible in defense, that we have no right to conduct bilateral diplomacy,
right.
But they have a right to conduct unilateral economic policy,
right.
And bilateral diplomacy,
right.
Of their own.
Right. It's worked very well, put.
Which is how Brunt has been doing.
Good. I'm going to Camp David and will be working there tomorrow at around 4 or 5 o'clock, but I'm available anytime. So don't hesitate to call if anything comes up. You don't anticipate anything tomorrow, anyway.
I'll be in the morning at the British Embassy. They're sending somebody over on that nuclear treaty.
Yeah.
Because I thought we should have a common decision before Dobrynin comes back.
Right, right.
And also on this nuclear
assistance. Fine. Well, you can call me, but when you're there, I'd have a little heart-to-heart talk with Cromer. He's our friend, and I'd say, now look here, what the hell's going on here? Don't you think so?
I will have it.
I wouldn't, not to the basis, just say, I wouldn't. I'd just say that we didn't want to embarrass him, but we thought it was rather curious that we got this from Brunt. We would think that that we were trying to limit them, but we thought they should at least inform us, maybe.
And to say that a currency issue will be settled on the basis of European integration, that's one consideration,
yeah.
But that's not our concern,
right.
Our principal consideration.
Right. One other thing I'd want to do on a schedule thing briefly.
Yes.
Apparently, Alderman tells me that the State Department is giving a big dinner this spring for all the diplomats, and he feels, Alderman does, that
that's right.
We ought to put our diplomatic white tie thing until the fall, but...
Well, I just found out about that State Department dinner when I received an invitation, and I think that under those circumstances, perhaps you should put it into the fall.
No, there's nothing in it for us to double up.
No.
And they can inform the dean... the diplomat, that we are going to have it in the fall, and that's that.
I think that's right.
And it'll be a good time to pick up a few crumbs. Okay.
Friendly Miss McGinnis, you were very nice.
I was glad to talk to her. She's a very
great fan of you.
Very attractive and obviously intelligent girl.
Well, she's a great fan of you. It meant a lot to her.
Yeah. Well, she's, did she enjoy the dinner?
Very much.
Yeah. Yeah.
She thinks most of the newsmen are too far left for her taste.
Interesting what she said about professors, isn't it?
Make sure she sat next to somebody she didn't care to be to.
Okay. Good.
Bye.